Spanish filmmaker Pedro Almodóvar makes movies that are both passionate and a little strange. From his absurdist farce, Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown, to his overheated melodrama, All About My Mother, he has always pushed boundaries and dealt with decidedly odd situations. Bob Mondello says his new film, Talk to Her, is no exception.
A quick plot synopsis is going to make Talk to Her sound like some kind of sick joke. Stated simply, the story is about two men who forge a friendship in a hospital almost literally over the bodies of their comatose girlfriends. The women are, or rather were, a ballerina and a matador, folks whose lives were all about movement. The men are observers. Marco, a journalist who was writing about the matador and fell in love with her. Benigno, a caretaker who had watched the dancer's classes and took a job as a physical therapist so he could be near her. He now spends hours rubbing oil into her skin and working her muscles, which is what he's doing when Marco peers distractedly in from the hospital hallway, bereft that his beloved Lydia has just been gored by a bull and is near death down the hall.
Entre. Oiga, usted, entre, entre. Me llamo Benigno.
Marco Zuluaga.
Ella es Alicia.
This is Alicia, he says, and you half expect her to open her eyes. Benigno's learned to include his beloved in conversations in which he takes her part, and after he gets to know Marco a bit better, suggests that he do the same with Lydia. Talk to her, he says. Women need communication. Which is good advice, except that this is a movie by Pedro Almodóvar, so there are complicating factors. In flashbacks, we learn that neither of the central relationships is quite what it seems, and then things spin off in emotional directions no one is likely to see coming. Along the way, Almodóvar, as always, employs downright weird storytelling devices, dances by Pina Bausch that link in odd ways with the narrative, a matador dressing sequence guaranteed to give even jaded viewers a bullfight fetish, and a black-and-white silent film called The Incredible Shrinking Lover that's as hilarious as it is sexually shocking. Also a heart-stopping ballad by Brazilian vocalist Caetano Veloso, infused with the same passionate ache that propels the characters.
Como sufría por ella, que hasta en su muerte la fue llamando.
Almodóvar's films tend to worship the women at their centers, and Talk to Her certainly does that, turning hospital beds into pedestals on which Benigno and Marco can put their loved ones. But it's the men themselves and their odd, conflicted, sometimes distressing friendship that makes the film compelling. Emotionally complex males are sort of a rare breed at the multiplex these days, but they're not rare in Almodóvar movies, and they're the key to letting Talk to Her talk eloquently to audiences. I'm Bob Mondello.